Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pitchside. Oh, it's a glorious morning. The sun shining, birds tweeting. God.
Cows mooing.
Yeah.
Chickens clucking. And human and Arsenal fans.
Life
being
is
unbearable.
Is great, life is grand.
No, but yeah, it's actually well good.
Yeah.
Warrior League title, that's for Arsenal.
No, don't downplay.
Hang on, don't
be annoying.
Can we backtrack a little bit? Because you said, if we win the game, then there is a chance that we could win the league.
Yeah, but I was joking.
Gary Neville called Arsenal to win the title, and I think he's right.
Did he actually?
He has the whole season.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't aware.
He said all season.
Yeah, that's the one of the few things me and Gary agree on.
He thinks because of... He was on about it yesterday, actually.
How City are a post-treble hangover.
Yeah, because he said they had it, but the league was just terrible the year after they won.
Yeah.
He said that's really the only reason they won the league.
Yeah, what's the saying? It's hard to reach the top, but it's even harder to stay there.
So I can come down.
That's why you look at someone like Roger Federer, and it's so impressive how he's always at the top.
Yeah, but he's a massive drug cheat, like most of them.
You always got to ruin shit, man. Why you got to say stuff like that? What a vibe killer, man.
So analysis of the game from a person that's unbiased but supports every team that plays Arsenal.
That is not true.
How do you think the game was?
Fucking boring.
Okay.
Do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of a tight game of chess.
What it reminded me of was
a slog.
A tight game of chess from two people that don't know how to play chess.
Yeah. But not even that. It was just two well-drilled defences. And Nketiah and Haaland, you didn't see in the entire game.
Yeah.
I don't think they were on a pitch.
It reminded me Haaland did down the driving range. I want to get it over and done with and go home.
Haaland got bodied.
I have seen that clip at least 100 times. I've watched it. Oh my God.
Yeah,
going so much, man.
I don't know why people are... I've seen one going about, VAR, should have been sent off.
What? Haaland does that. Haaland does that to centre-backs at least 3 times a game.
Yeah.
And the one time he's tried to do it to Saliba and just bounced straight off him.
No, Saliba was unreal.
Saliba and Gabriel were the real deal.
Yeah.
They played quality. Don't deny it.
No, I can't remember Gabriel being that amazing. I thought Saliba.
Yeah, man, they were both.
He complimented
really
him really
good,
well.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'll rate them both.
But are they the best centre back partnership currently in the Premier League?
Yes,
I think so.
Maybe Romero and Van der Ven. They're the only
maybe
two.
Maybe Diaz
that
and Stones.
Yeah, but
they're not
playing
really
together.
Playing together.
I mean,
Stones is out though, and he's been out.
Well, that's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying currently.
But
currently, the best.
I hate this argument.
No.
All right, fine. Listen, currently, Rio Ferdinand and John Terry are the best centre backs.
Draw a line underneath players available. Are they the two best?
Well, now Stones is back available, no?
You're being
Diaz
difficult.
Diaz and Stones.
No, you're being difficult.
The best partnership.
You're being difficult. But right now, you understand what we're saying.
You know what we're trying to say, and you're trying to be clever and annoying.
They're second,
right? So Spurs are third, then.
Yeah, you can't put them after Arsenal have had the whole of last season together. Saliba, Gabriel, nearly won a league title. Possibly would have, according to you guys, if Saliba stays fit. And then they've carried it. You can't put Romero and Van der Ven straight away.
Do you see that perspective a little better now? How good he?
No, because Saliba didn't stop you beating Southampton at home, or stop you.
No, but the
Saka didn't miss the penalty at West Ham because of Saliba.
The start of our losses occurred, or missed points occurred after Man City beat us. And that was because Rob Holding played instead of Saliba.
Okay, but I think you can't put it down to Saliba when you were so far ahead and so in control.
I know it's ifs, buts and maybes,
and
but I genuinely think we would have won if he was.
And Saliba thinks that as well.
Yeah, he does, actually.
If that is the reason, then you're not half as good as you think you are then. If you rely that heavily on one centre-half to get over
the line against average teams. No, I'm saying the drop-off from
it's like City,
our first team to our second string centre-backs.
City lost Rodri or KDB and look at how they're playing now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Lost two games.
Three games.
Three in the last four.
Yeah.
Are we really including that fucking League Cup when they played their second
team? It's a game of football.
Obviously.
No, but they played this. I wouldn't hold that against Newcastle when they had Lascelles and fucking Dummett playing.
Foden on the pitch.
That was actually a game that he was banned for though, right?
Who?
Rodri. That was his first.
Is that one of the things?
Yeah, because it was a domestic cup. So
it shows how vital Rodri is.
Yeah,
Arsenal started the game with no Saka and no Martinelli. Obviously, Martinelli came on and scored, but both teams were lacking. City were lacking Kevin De Bruyne, who arguably would have, he's a different player to Alvarez, and he could have unlocked.
And he always loves playing us.
Because what you saw in that game was there was no, like, it was just no threaded passes. No one could unlock each other's defence, right? And KDB could have been the one that, that ended up doing that. I want to say as well, shout out to Mikel. Tactician. Masterclass. He brought, Pep brought on Doku. Arteta came out and said, yeah, I then brought up on top, bought on Tomiyasu to counter that.
Who's Tomiyasu?
Tomiyasu. Tomiyasu, man. And
Tim Lasso.
Pep then swapped Doku away from Tomiyasu. And instead of Arteta swapping Tomiyasu, he pushed him further forward.
Yeah.
And that led to the goal.
Yeah, he was.
Checkmate.
He was pretty much in, like, directly in the box.
Mate, at that point. That's what I'm saying. It was like a boring game of chess.
He also told Martinelli to kick it off Ake to go.
Oh, don't even start. Dude, you're such a hater. You're actually a hater.
Also, by the way, goal involvement for Kai Havertz
again,
after his penalty. Let's not laugh about this because when he came on, he was more influential than Nketiah was for the first 75.
I mean, I'd hope so.
What do you mean?
It was hard not to be more influential than Eddie.
Yeah, but he's our starting striker at this point.
I know.
Yeah.
I am surprised that Jesus didn't
start. See, this is what I don't get about you, man. You bring everyone down. You can't ever raise one person up. Yeah?
I just said Havertz was good.
I'm surprised that Trossard doesn't start on the left, Jesus in the middle, and then...
Yeah, I said that before again.
But then Martinelli probably wasn't...
Who plays on the right at that point?
Reece Nelson? I don't know. Or Trossard on the right.
I'd rather Nelson start then than Nketiah up front.
Yeah, I really would.
Whoa.
I don't write Nketiah
at all. This is exactly what I said when Jesus...
I do.
We had the argument of whether or not Jesus should start. If he was that good at number nine, he would be played there.
No, I think Arteta just is giving faith to Nketiah, who hasn't done badly and he's filled his role fine. He just struggled against a very well-drilled City defence.
It wasn't great.
Well, yeah, but he's not done like horrendously.
He was pretty bad yesterday.
Nketiah,
every time the ball comes up,
he's filling the boots of Jesus, right? He's been pushed to the left because Saka's out. He's not doing shite because otherwise Arteta wouldn't still be playing him. He's not doing great, but he's not doing shit. Do you know what I mean?
This is the exact reason why we need a number nine.
Yeah.
If we are going to push on to win the Premier League.
I mean, you have to say though, Arsenal winning is a big deal.
It is a big deal because
you know, 12 defeats in a row against City, and if you are going to win the league, you need to win matches when maybe you've not been your best, but you've gone toe-to-toe with the best City side, the best footballing side ever.
Yep.
And getting a 1-0 win is arguably the best way to do it. Because imagine it was like 3-2 Arsenal or 4-3
Arsenal. On the occasion that we had a chance to as well.
Yeah.
I'd understand if we...
There was one chance in the whole game pretty much, wasn't there? That was Martinelli's chance.
Well, no, Ake missed the sitter
For Arsenal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember Edison making another save really, did he?
Yeah.
I don't think Raya did though either, did he?
Oh, I tell you what though.
Although Alvarez nearly got gifted one.
Yeah, that doesn't actually count as a shot either, does it?
Do you want to talk about Raya?
I don't think, does it?
I don't know. He was off target.
Well, yeah, it was off target.
Do you want to talk about Raya?
What about him?
Poor first half, but he played well second half.
After a mistake in midweek.
He's got that Edison vibe about him, man. They're too composed in these situations. Like, sometimes you just want to see someone kick the ball away. I don't want you playing, you know, cheeky little your goal line. Just get the fuck...
If Alvarez does score from... the Raya booting at him, that could seriously affect Raya like going forward in terms of being number one. Because he made a mistake midweek and that would have been two games in a row. He's lucky to get away with it. Do you think he still starts next game?
I kept a clean sheet against Manchester City. So on merit, you'd think so. But it's one of those that if you drop him for that sort of behaviour... then you encourage him not playing his style of football, made him be number one in the first place.
Well,
what are we giving them credit for at this point?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is now, who wins the title?
City.
Do you still think City? Do you not think
I think they turn on fourth gear and between January and February, it's like win 18 games in a row.
They've got Rodri and KDB.
No, the problem is... if this would have happened the back end of the season,
it's too early.
Where City have had their drop off, they've dropped off too early. This will be a kick up the arse from the last few weeks.
But also, this is exactly the same sort of tempo that they started last season at.
No, they didn't go on a run of like three losses. They might have dropped points here and there, but they were slower.
They were
still finding their feet with Haaland. Last year was a bit. The first half of the season was just putting their new identity on with Haaland and stuff, and now it's. Yeah, I think this will be a kick up the arse for them.
It's early enough for them to realise, oh shit.
Yeah, maybe we have dropped after the treble.
But this was sort of the period that we should have played them last year, right? But it got postponed because obviously Queen passing away.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, remember that.
It got pushed to...
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean,
you never know.
You still would have lost.
All it is, as a neutral, for a neutral watching the title race, is exciting because you've got multiple teams pushing City.
Like who?
Spurs and Arsenal.
I'd say Liverpool as well.
Yeah.
I think Liverpool will...
Are you going to chirp in that Newcastle are as well?
I was thinking it, though. Yeah.
Right. I think Liverpool... Genuinely, if you had to...
I mean, even Villa are in that case then.
Yeah.
If that's...
No one's wrote off.
If you had to pick a team to push Arsenal and City, I think it would be Liverpool over Spurs. I think Spurs, long-term, don't have the...
I disagree.
Depth,
they don't,
maybe.
But they don't have European football. So if they're going to put their first 11 out every single game...
Right, and you do... You were just talking about up front.
I think we have better depth than
Spurs. Spurs have now to lose. They're not supposed to be.
You do have better depth, but
for example, Arsenal lost their best player Saka.
I know, but
and
that,
still beat Manchester City.
But that whole
if Spurs
argument is
lost,
silly,
say,
I
Maddison, I think they would be in big trouble.
I completely agree, but wouldn't every team who lost, wouldn't Liverpool be in big trouble if they lost Salah?
Yeah, not
I
as
think
much,
that's a silly
no,
argument.
No, because
Newcastle be in trouble
Salah,
if you lost Bruno G.
Or Longstaff.
Liverpool lose Salah, they've got like Diogo Jota.
Who's a massive drop-off?
Luis Diaz. I don't think it's as big of a drop-off.
But you've got to remember as well, just to play the counter-argument, Spurs out of the League Cup, have no European commitments.
Mm-hmm.
FA Cup and Premier League are the only two competitions they have
and
to concentrate
on. If they're in this position come Jan, they will spend.
Yeah.
Well, January could prove to be a big transfer window.
Because surely, if they come Jan, there is a chance they could still be top of the league. It's not that long.
Yeah.
They're top now. They'd only have to, draw, maybe lose one, and they could still be top or near the top of the league, put it that way. Then the owners will go, we actually might have a slight chance of winning this season.
Who do they buy?
All the commitments of Arsenal and City in every competition. Yeah. We could actually fucking have a go. We'll go and spend 100, 150 million on two players. Just
who?
Really oomph.
So like, say you're Spurs and it's like January. Who do you want Spurs
I think
to
they, I think if they went and got another centre mid and a striker.
They need another.
Stay away from Tony.
If they went and go, if they're going to sign Ivan Tony and then, I don't know.
But they are linked.
I tell you what, if they go and get Eze and Tony in Jan.
Eze, that'd be unfair, man. They can't go get Eze. No, thank you.
They probably don't even need it at that point. Like, as soon as Bentancur's back as well, that's a huge.
Well, exactly, yeah. But, like, Saul was brilliant, though, this weekend. Especially after Basuma got booted.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Could have been killed.
Booted.
But, like, that'll be a loss to Spurs the next game without Basuma. Because who have they got next game? Haven't they got a big game?
At home.
Oh, I thought they had Chelsea.
Might be the game after. We have Chelsea.
Oh,
next.
Chelsea's awesome,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
What do you make of that Basuma thing?
Great officiating. Finally. That's a good guy.
It's embarrassing.
Well, don't try. We can try.
No, yeah, no, it is. I just think, just in general, I know this is going away from the Basuma thing, but like the Kovacic one yesterday is a joke.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even mentioned that, by the way.
It's the consistency.
You can't answer the question. I know what you're saying.
It's the consistency.
Should Basuma have been sent off for a second yellow dive? Yeah, but the Kovacic one is awful.
Yes, he should have. Yes, he should have.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, the Kovacic one is
crazy, by the way. I said this on the stream. I cannot for the life of me comprehend how he hasn't even at least been said... Go look at the monitor.
This
is bollocks.
But also what I'm seeing a lot from rival fans as well is they've gone, well, it's not a red. I don't give a fuck if it's the first one's a red.
The second
one's a yellow as well. It's an orange card plus a yellow card, which is deep red.
That's like maroon.
Yeah.
If Arsenal had drawn that game, I would have been demanding a rematch.
That is, jokes aside, that is why I'm glad you won, because... That would have been
that one moment.
That would have been a robbery.
Honestly, if he'd have broken Erdegaard's ankle, I'd have gone around Kovacic's house myself.
And what would you have done?
This is for Martin.
I could give you his address as well.
What?
Serious? I know where he lives.
That's a bit weird.
That is weird.
No, it's because...
Why are you bragging? Like, that's a cool thing to do.
My barber's friend.
Oh,
Shout my barber. I need him this week.
Chelsea,
they're back.
Come on, cheer.
Come on, then. Was I right?
I was agreeing with you. I said,
come on, hang on. For weeks, you've gone, you need to apologise to me, Dobby. Mate, apologise.
They're beating Burnley and Luton.
I don't care. Apologise to me.
Burnley and Luton, mate.
What? When, how far away was
it? It's like the Michael Owen clip. Like, well, how far away,
why are you talking about Luton? That was weeks ago.
You're the last time they won. If Chelsea are back. Mate, they've beaten the two promoted sides.
Was it? Who else have they won?
Fulham?
Oh, there we go. It doesn't count because unless it's a top four team. I'm sorry.
No, you're saying they're back.
You drew to Fulham? Are you on about winning a league?
You just beat Man City, you freak.
There's a bit of disparity in the table, mate, between Arsenal and Chelsea.
Man City when they're playing Burnley?
Yeah, but they have, my issue with what you're saying is they have to beat the teams in front of them, and then when they do, well, they're not fucking good anyway.
Yeah, because they're already beating the shit ones.
Right, they're 11. Do you remember when you said Newcastle starting slow because we've played really hard teams?
They haven't had our fixtures, though. They had some easy fixtures.
But when
fixtures,
you started playing easier teams and you beat them, you said Newcastle are back.
Who are the easiest?
Also, Lewis,
it counts for Newcastle,
also,
but Tom, not for Chelsea.
Tom just said, I said they're 11. You go, yeah, 8 games. Well, you're calling Spurs to win the fucking title.
Only 8 games, though.
And
by the way,
you're saying they're
title. Come second.
By the way, on your point there, we beat PSG, mate. Yeah, but you beat PSG 4-1 and Burnley 4-1.
You beat Burnley and Sheffield United, then you posted a Grim Reaper meme saying, tongue in cheek.
And then we beat PSG. There's a difference, mate. All I'm saying is Chelsea have Arsenal next. Let's see how they do there.
Wait, Newcastle beat PSG?
I think no. Because,
why haven't you mentioned
he does
it?
Make the point. Chelsea Arsenal is a big. It's a real test.
I don't think they beat Arsenal, but I don't think they're as bad as everyone's making out.
Exactly.
It's not an implosion of the club, man. They're just finding their feet with a completely new squad of about 40 players.
But didn't you say that they hit the ground running? Didn't you say that Pochettino hit the ground running? Tom?
Lewis, come on. They play good football. If you watch any Chelsea game this season, win, lose or draw, they play good football.
Yes, I did say that, and then I said obviously I was wrong after they were 6 games in and didn't win a game.
Apologise.
Wasn't it an apology to him to begin with? How did that happen?
But what's funny is, I was saying to you, they're not as bad as last season, no way. Yeah. You were like, well, where's the points? They get points, and you go, well, they're shit anyway. They're so what can they do? I'm not getting excited. I'm telling you, what we said was bang on. The performances are there. They just need to turn them into results. And then now they're doing that. You're fucking saying, Fulham and Luton.
What's in front of them?
How can they beat Man City when they're playing Burnley?
Okay, let's see how they do against Arsenal then. Let's just see how they do against Arsenal.
That's not fair because we...
Who's best in the league?
We are competing for the title.
Burnley are competing for relegation, mate. It's like the same ends of the different ends of the spectrum. That's what
you're
I'm saying.
The
so they're beating Burnley.
Fulham are just mid-table then. It's just a mid-table off and they beat them.
Yeah, that's their level. Chelsea are a mid-table team.
Yeah.
Lower mid-table, if anything.
They're growing into it, man. They've got new players, Cole Palmer, playing well.
Sterling's on fire. They've got Jackson scored a really good goal.
Yeah, he actually took it really well.
I think his problem. So if he can sort that out and be more consistent with his finishing.
Got Nkunku to come
back. That'll be good, man. Chelsea are a good side.
They will come good eventually. I just think it's going to take longer.
Okay, but that's not what you've been saying.
I said that in pre-season predictions that they'll get there, but it'll be longer.
You said Chelsea are worse than last season,
yeah,
which isn't correct. And if we even just look at the table, they're already better than where they were last season anyway.
It's hard to be any worse, though, isn't it, really? They spent a billion quid.
You said they were worse.
Mate, they've spent £1 billion and they bought like 2 points higher than they were last season.
2 points ahead of Chelsea.
What?
2 points ahead.
There's a bit of disparity between the base level players that we start with and the amount spent between the clubs.
Yeah, you're only 2 points better off than them, though.
Yeah, so we've spent less. We started with a worse team, yet we're two points better off.
I'm sure you're like the biggest net spenders in the last... the second biggest net spenders in the last 2 years.
Completely incorrect.
Behind who?
I'm
Chelsea?
I'm pretty sure.
It's wrong.
Yeah, behind Chelsea.
That's not a true stat.
Is it?
Yeah, that's wrong.
I don't know, check.
Aston Villa are ahead of us.
Right, in the last 2 years?
Yeah, Forest are pretty close to us as well. If we might have all taken them in this last window, but they were ahead of us.
Okay, as a Newcastle fan, he can't be moaning about money.
yeah, but no, he does though. He tries to make out like they're this little up-and-coming underdog.
Mate, we had Almiron Longstaff.
How much was Almiron?
Four scorers against PSG. All of them were already there before the money.
How much was Isak? How much was Barnes? How much was Gordon?
I'm saying, but the people...
How much was Bruno G?
Okay, let's talk, so we're not allowed to make signings.
How much was Tonali?
Okay.
As you, oh, little old Newcastle underdogs. Ooh.
So let's have a look. We have Longstaff, Almiron.
No,
all these people who scored against PSG were there before the money.
You're going, well, Longstaff starts and he was free. Harvey Barnes doesn't start and he was 60 mil. So which one do you want to play?
He wasn't 60 mil.
He's injured.
Well, all right, 50 mil.
He was 30 mil.
No, he wasn't 30 mil.
He was 30 mil.
Did Tonali start that game?
He was.
Wasn't 30 mil.
He was 30 mil.
He wasn't 30 mil.
See, you're talking about all this stuff.
Mil.
You're throwing out random numbers. You don't even know what you're talking about.
It was minimum 40 mil.
35.
He was 38 million.
So I was closer.
Minimum 40 mil. Wrong.
You said 60.
You said 60. Tonali was 60.
I thought Tonali was 50.
Well, okay. Chelsea, as it currently stands, are actually only...
2 points off... Six points off Champions League.
yes.
Two wins.
Chelsea will be fine.
No, they're 5 points off Champions
Fifth
League.
Fifth place, isn't it?
6 points off Champions League, yeah. Because that would take them to what?
Hey,
17
points. All I'm saying is me and Tom called them to finish fourth and fifth.
So they are currently 11th.
Who's a real winner?
Very early.
The reason why I say this...
If Chelsea get a point or anything at Stamford Bridge against Arsenal, that's impressive.
I think they'll beat you.
Well, that's not surprising. You think every team
Arsenal.
That we come up against...
I don't hate Arsenal. I like Arsenal.
No, seriously, if Arsenal win like 5-0, woo-hoo, I can't wait.
No, you won't. Will Saka be back?
It's after the international break.
Maybe, yeah, hopefully.
He's got 2 weeks to...
If you play like you did yesterday, I think they'll beat you on the break. Thought you were disappointing going forward yesterday, personally.
But defensively very sound, so how will they get us on the break?
Because City didn't hit you on the break.
Because we were defensively so sound.
Yeah, because you were camping on the edge of your box.
Yeah, so they couldn't do the counter-attack. It's all about maths, tacticians.
Right, anyway, the reason why I brought up the Champions League is because I want to do a little segment here where we do our Champions League winner 11.
I like it.
It's basically just an all-time 11.
All-time 11, but for players that have won the Champions League.
Guys, my team is fucking nuts.
Nice.
My team is actually nuts.
Weird, because you say that every week and then you get cooked.
No, it's actually nuts. I swear to God, it's nuts. It's so nutty.
Okay.
It might be too nutty. Can I start?
Yeah, you can go for it. Go.
In goal, I've got Alisson.
See, I don't mind it. I was 50-50 with the person I chose.
But I took away nostalgia and I put in Alisson.
I don't mind it.
Right back, Cafu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Centre backs of Maldini and Sergio Ramos.
Yep.
Left back, Roberto Carlos.
Interesting. Really?
Who have you got, Marcelo?
No.
Oh, save it.
Your favourite left back?
Ashley.
Oh my God, did you forget about him?
No, I'd put in Roberto Carlos, man, Champions League merchant. And also Real Madrid. Also, I've been watching the Beckham documentary and I've Beckham bias. Yeah.
Overrated.
David Beckham. No, I haven't. I'm just joking. I've got a midfield three of Iniesta, Xavi and Zidane.
Yep. Keep going.
What do you mean? Three of the best players of all time. A front three of Messi, Suarez, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I think everyone like would love that.
It's mad that R9 never won the Champions League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a front three because I have four in midfield. But should I go?
Yeah, man.
I've got Neuer in goal.
Yeah, good shout.
At right back, I don't have Cafu. I've got Philipp Lahm. It was again, you know, there's a couple 50-50s
here. You've both missed out the best right back of all time, which is crazy.
You could have said Danny Alves, yeah. I know what you're going to do.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right. I just prefer Lahm. I think I love watching Lahm.
Do you think you look like him?
Is that just another generic I look like any German person?
How many World
ever?
Cups has Danny Alves won? Less than Cafu.
I thought you were talking about Lahm and I was like, Lahm hasn't won anything.
Ramos Maldini, of course, and then Ashley Cole at left back. I thought you'd go for him. I get it. Beckham, Carlos and that. I've got four in midfield, but it's going to be a diamond. I've got Zidane.
Sorry, really quickly, can I interrupt? I was more going along the lines of Maldini, Cafu, Ramos, Roberto, Carlos.
Yeah. What, even though they played different sides?
Like chemistry.
Chemistry, man.
He is right, though. They would have been... Okay.
They wouldn't even be next to each other.
Chemistry.
Okay.
Midfield four, Xavi, Iniesta, Zidane, as you said, and Clarence Seedorf.
Oh, bro, bro's glazing.
Bro,
bad.
What?
Bro's glazing.
Nah,
bad.
I get it, but we get it. You film with him.
That is fucking... That's,
I'm not even glazing.
No, we get it. You scored a really good goal in front of him and you hanged you off.
That's glazing.
No, I just thought if a person, the only person in history to win three Champions League.
Yeah, no, he's got a point. He's got a point. He has got a point. 11. He is Mr. Champions League.
That's literally doing tricks on it.
You're telling me he's not a good player.
Wait, so where?
I'm not telling you that.
Zidane on the right and Seedorf on the left.
No, he plays Zidane on the left side. No, it's not on the.
Who's in the 10?
Diamond four.
He's in the 10.
Oh, you got four centre midfielders.
Zidane.
Okay, I'll give you that. No, that's fair. Who's holding?
Xavi. Nothing wrong with that.
I'd put Seedorf, man. You get the running.
No.
And then up front, obviously, Messi and Ronaldo.
Messi ran up front in the 4-4.
Yeah, for four. Oh,
God, that team stinks.
That might be the worst team I think I've ever heard ever.
You had a chance to create basically an all-time 11 and you do that.
No Suarez, third best player of the generation.
What about Clarence
Seedorf, mate? Three times champion.
No, he is. He can't knock the champion. If you're talking about Champions League.
This is a Champions League winners 11.
No, but seriously, sort out your formation. You've got Xavi playing CDM.
Yeah.
Could have gone Busquets, actually.
Okay, so my team is...
Modric.
Buffon. She didn't win it.
He's never won it. Yes! Right, everything you say from now on is invalid. Shut up.
Oh my God, that's common fear OW of the best team.
That is outrageously bad.
Oh, I tried to be different going for a different goalie.
You tried to be different. Sorry, you tried to be different by going for arguably one of the best goalkeepers ever.
Well, no, I knew
that's my point.
I knew Alisson would be picked, so I thought I'd go different. Because we don't want to have the same team. Shit!
Khan?
You did a Champions League winners 11, you pick that.
He's literally famously known for not winning it.
Yeah, exactly.
You idiot! Okay, then I'll have Porto's goalie, to be fair. Whoever that goalie was. I can't believe I've done that.
Have you done a manager as well?
No, I haven't got a player, pick one.
Zidane.
Mine is
Jose Mourinho.
No.
Di Matteo?
Dani Alves, Ramos, Maldini, Marcelo, Busquets, Xavi, Iniesta, Messi, Suarez, Ronaldo.
I knew you'd go Busquets.
You're such a comment merch. Yeah. You know? Oh, comment from Busquets. He knows ball. Blah 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 blah.
The best midfield three of all time. Why did you not?
Fuck off, man.
Honestly, let's play Xavi holding mid.
You've not got a goalkeeper, mate. So Xavi can shoot from halfway if you want.
I can't believe you actually. No, obviously, Busquets is part of the best midfield three, and he does such a great job at holding midfield and passing and just breaking the ball up. But Zidane.
I'd rather that midfield three than Zidane in with them two.
Oh, you're such a comment merchant.
Well, that's why you got Seedorf as well. Workhorse.
But that wouldn't work with Seedorf. You need someone to sit and hold.
I'm not trying to create the fucking best winning team.
Yeah, we are. We're creating the best team.
I'm paying homage to a person that's won it at three different clubs.
You're glazing someone you scored a goal in front of. That's what you're doing, buddy.
I'm playing no hole in midfield. I'm playing a flat three.
Yeah, because
three.
You know fuck
all. Oh, well, all the best teams in the past have all had a hole in midfielder, have they? I'm playing a flat three. Mate, I'm telling you, my team's the best. Alisson, Cafu, Maldini, Ramos, Rodolfo Carlos, Iniesta, Xavi, Zidane, Messi, Suarez.
I don't even know why I'm arguing. I don't even need a holding midfielder. Philip Lahm just inverts now. that's modern football. So if anything, I'm ahead of all
I'd
of
let you. You have that, actually. But then you've got Messi and Ronaldo as a front two. That's weird.
They could easily do that. They're the best two players.
Thierry Henry in your team instead.
Oh, God, I'm so annoyed about that. But I would have won as well,
You would have, but you didn't. So who, Lewis, as an unbiased person, who has the best team there?
I am going to go actually with yours, and then Reeve, and then, Tom last, because he hasn't got a keeper.
No, but he has got Busquets in his team.
Oh, right. God, feel that the ball is mocking Busquets.
I'm not mocking Busquets at all. I think he's sensational.
He's
part of the best three midfielders, but I'm still taking Zidane.
Yeah, but this isn't a question of individual who's better. We're creating a team, and that's the best midfield of all time. Okay, no, it's not then.
Not creating a team, creating a world 11.
Which is what?
Mm-mm.
A team.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean, no? I don't get what is this argument?
Yeah, man, it's all right.
We're not doing a top 11 Champions League players ever. Then I'd let you out. Obviously, Zidane would be a lot higher than Busquets. But as a midfield three, that is by far the best midfield three. you could possibly choose. Proven. Okay. I'd even rather have Real Madrid 3 than Xavi, Iniesta and Zidane. I'd rather have the Casemiro, Modric, Cruz. She's a better three. It's about balance.
He says with 10 players.
What's your team, Lewis?
I haven't got one.
What?
Oh.
It was a bit busy morning, so.
Oh. All right. Well, in that case, it's time to chat Super Six.
I got 14 points.
Very good, yeah. And I got 6.
I got correct scoreline on Man United to beat Brentford 2-1. Correct result on Chelsea, I put 2-1. I put 2-1 Everton, so correct result. Palace got wrong, I said 2-1 Palace, 0-0. Correct score, 2 correct scores. Man United, Brentford, Brighton, Liverpool, 2-2. And I predicted 1-1 Arsenal City, and obviously it was 1-0 Arsenal.
Yeah. So McTominay just absolutely clutched up for you then.
And Ten Hag, actually.
No, McTominay.
What? No, I mean, he clutched up for Ten Hag. Otherwise, Ten Hag would have...
Where does that put us, by the way?
Under serious pressure for his job.
Where does that put you in the pitch side mini league? Obviously, PTCH23 to join.
You want me to tell you?
I'm currently 4,707 on 84 points.
Oh, I'm ahead of that.
No.
Sorry, I started the week on 83, so... Shout out to my dad as well, though. He's like top 1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
If I'm really glad I missed last week, otherwise I could be first.
You could be.
In the world.
In the world.
Actually, shout out to the guy that currently is, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to
129
Benjamin points. Sherlock on 129 points.
Jesus.
He got 10 points this week.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is pretty insane, actually.
I'm double checking this quick time. I'm on, yes, 89, 2000.
I'm doing my predictions now.
Oh, you're already 5 points ahead of me.
Yeah, I said I got 6 this round and I was on 83.
Nice. Before. So the prediction kings are starting to pull away from it, I believe.
I think we're safe from a tattoo. Come Christmas, it'll be you.
I don't think you're ever out of it. I don't think you're ever out of it.
What, you're going to get 25 points 1 week? Or you just...
Well, I was miles behind you, and 2 weeks later, I was like 20 few
you
points.
You only need
off,
two or three good weeks.
Literally, yeah. if you
just to do them.
If one of us can, if one of us come out with like a 22 pointer, you're straight in it.
But as always, guys, team of the week, how are yours looking? Based on watching football this week. This one is pretty self-explanatory, right?
I think this week was the flip side. Do you remember the last few weeks has been not that many standout like forwards?
I agree.
Whereas I think this week there's been loads of forwards that could have gone in, and I thought I struggled a bit with the defence.
Boys, I'm playing a 3-4-3.
I am as well, actually. Yeah. I'm playing 5 at the back. But
I always go 4-3-3 just to be simple.
Template.
I'm going to go first, I think.
Go on, Oliver.
3 weeks in a row, Sam Johnston.
I nearly put him in, yeah. I nearly put him in.
Every week he's getting in.
Do you know what? Yeah. That game was so fucking shit Saturday night that I've got another player from that game and I just couldn't put another one in. I was that annoyed at him.
I have another player from that game.
That might be the one I've got.
I've gone 5 at the back / 3 at the back. Depends on how we're going here. Trippier.
Yeah.
Murillo is my other... Ooh. See his little mazy run.
Oh, yeah, you was on about him yesterday, actually. Oh, yeah. That's not who I've got.
Very good. The other two centre-backs, I've got Saliba and Mickey van der Ven. Goal, clean sheet, performance.
Yeah, I was a better centre-half in that game, but...
So was I.
Willian as the left
wing-back
/ left
what?
Wing.
What? You're going with wing-back?
Well, I've got 5-3.
Have some shame.
You played left wing?
Have shame.
Yeah, but when you see my...
Have shame.
Shame. Shame.
You've tried to fit in all the strikers, haven't you?
The two centre mids, I've got Rice and McTominay.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
You're not putting McTominay?
Yeah, you gotta have him in there.
Nah.
What, 7-minute breaks?
I do it on performances, though. Like, he's...
You see, he only played like 8 minutes and he scored twice.
I can't just want him to play that.
He won them the game?
Oh, no.
Literally came off the bench.
What?
That's just how my mind works.
He was the best Man United player.
He only played 8
was
minutes.
He?
Yes.
Well, otherwise they would have lost.
Nah, I don't know.
And then front three picks itself, Salah, Sterling and Isak.
Oh, okay. Mine,
I got a different team to that.
Oh, yeah. I'll put Isak as an honourable mention.
What?
He scored two goals. He could have got a hat-trick. What's going on in your head?
I didn't put him in.
I'll
put Isak, Neto and Hwang unlucky at the bottom.
Nah, that's taking the actual mickey.
Yeah, Neto's assist was class.
It's not because, in my opinion, the front three I've got performed better than Isak. Just because he scored twice.
Do yours then.
Okay. Oh, you already scored twice.
Yeah, just because he scored 5 goals.
I've got Pickford in goal.
Yeah, that was the close one.
Trippier right back again.
Pickford only made 3 saves, John. 5 though.
So... Everton's first clean sheet in our long.
Yeah.
Saliba, Romero.
Yep.
Mitchell, left back.
Okay.
Declan Rice, Saar, and I put McNeil in midfield. I know he played wide, but they played like a 5, didn't they? And I thought he played well. Salah, Sterling, William.
Are you a Spurs fan?
Why?
Why are you putting Pape Sarr in ahead of any other midfielder in this week?
He was quality.
He was good, yeah, but...
With 10 men as well, covering for Bissouma. He was class.
Dwight McNeil.
Dwight McNeil played really well.
He did play
I think
well.
He was a better midfielder than Dwight McNeil in that game.
What, just because he didn't get an assist or a goal doesn't mean he didn't play well.
It baffles me that you've not thought about McTominay.
Oh, no, I did think of it.
Then I thought, no.
Yeah, then I thought Sarr had a better 90 minutes than... I don't know. I can't pick someone who's played eight minutes.
He won the game for them.
I just cannot.
This week, there's loads of standout performances. And then a guy that comes off the bench scores twice in about under 10 minutes. You go, he's not a standout performer.
he was a standout performer. I know what I mean in my own head.
Right.
Because Tom's ball knowledge is too high for us.
Oh, he's playing
too intelligent.
Yeah, did score too quickly,
it's
essentially.
Because he knows
he
ball.
If he was too good in that amount of time,
so he never read the game.
You see, the thing is, McTominay scored twice in a really difficult situation, but Pape Sarr defended really well against Luton Town.
So yeah, in your head, if McTominay scored two in 45 minutes, would that have allowed him into the team?
Because he did it in
less impressive. It's less impressive.
Trust me, it makes sense in my own head.
Right, good one.
Because anyone can just come in and bundle in two goals. Like,
he didn't bundle in.
I hope so.
They were two well-taken goals.
Also, that goalie wants fucking shooting. He's useless for Brentford.
Well, Onana, that's a harsh way to talk about him.
The goals were shit.
The first one we brought it down and then half volleyed
it. Shit defending. How did he bring that down with that much time in the 6-yard box?
What?
That shit defending, that was. It was bad defending.
That's outrageous.
It was.
Okay, but yes,
to answer your question, yeah, if he would have played 70 minutes, I probably would have put him
in. And this is the episode we realised Tom has gone crazy.
This doesn't even go out on our channel, so you get away with it here.
No, you don't. Super Six fans hate us.
They don't hate me.
They hate me.
Yeah.
Okay, so my team. I got Johnston in goal.
Yeah.
I got a back three.
Do you think he was that good though, really?
Yeah, he was
good. Did you watch it Saturday night?
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, I mean, it was him or Pickford for me.
He got away with one, the Gibbs White lob.
It's a good save from Mario.
It was a good save.
Shot.
Yes.
That was a good...
Like, he played well. He's very consistent.
To be fair, there wasn't a standout goalie this weekend.
There wasn't.
But the reason why I picked him...
What?
There wasn't.
The reason why I picked him is so I could say it's three in a row.
Yeah. Plus, he's an Albion legend, so up Sammy J, you know what I mean?
Yes, so Johnston in goal. I got back three of Saliba, Romero and Gabriel.
Yeah, fair play.
I got no Trippier. I got a...
His assist was...
Yeah, he was good.
Nice.
3-4-3. So on the right...
Yeah, that's right. You've just put it in the wrong order.
Yeah. Have I got it right?
It's fine. You just move him down one. Yeah.
On the right, I've got Jack Harrison.
Yeah, he was good.
I thought his finish was unreal.
That was goal of the weekend.
It was,
On his weak foot as well.
Yeah. On the left, I got Willian.
Yep.
Quality. The midfield two are Declan Rice and McSauce.
Yep.
And a front three of Salah, Isak and Sterling.
Takes itself. I said that. Yeah.
Yep. That's a good team.
Well...
Thanks.
Morning, guys.
It was a good team. I like that. I like your balance as well.
What's going on?
That's genuinely a good team. I just go for standard 4-3-3 every week.
Thanks, guys.
I'd say that's the best team of the week this week.
It's the team of the week of the team of the week.
That's the best team of the week.
That's the only reason I couldn't fit Isak in. I just thought...
Wow.
I thought Sterling was the best player this weekend. He was involved in every single goal. He was unreal. William was a joke. And Salah is just Salah.
It's a very strange rule you have. If it doesn't fit the exact formation, you just go, well, he's not in the team.
Yeah.
Score 8 goals, but hey.
And I even go against my own theory by putting Dwight McNeil in the midfield three when he didn't play in the midfield three, but I'm crazy.
So,
W.
Well
done.
I think that was the best team, yeah. Then me, then Nobed.
You think mine was bottom?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Okay, anyways,
you
guys.
Give me bottom vibe.
Over 30,000 of you in the Super 6 Mini League, Pitchside Super 6 Mini League, using PTCH23 to join. This week's fixtures.
There's a big one in there. There's a big one. No, not this week.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it is this week, but it's just
international break.
This game week.
Yeah.
The next game week.
Next game week.
But when this video is out, it's going to confuse people.
The next Super 6 game week.
There we go.
Is City Brighton. Oh, excited for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Brighton win.
Your team, ain't it, that?
Newcastle Palace, Brentford Burnley, Chelsea Arsenal, Sheffield United at home to Man United, and then the Claret and Blue of Aston Villa and West Ham.
Yep.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
If they both played in the home kit, you wouldn't be able to tell. which is the standout one? Which is the standout one for you boys there?
Chelsea Arsenal.
Standout as in...
Easiest to pick.
Oh.
Easiest to pick for me is probably...
Newcastle Palace.
I don't know.
Brentford Burnley.
Did you watch Palace Saturday? Fuck me. Are they pressing?
Actually, no. Let's be serious. Man United, Sheffield United. Come on. Man United should win. I don't know.
I'd rather put my bollocks on Newcastle to beat Palace than United to beat Sheffield United.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even do that. And then
I wouldn't.
Yeah, but that's because you have really tiny, tiny balls.
So I think Man United cheers. Route that.
Look, anyways, shout out to Tommy Evans, who came top of the league this week with 22 points. So you've won the £100 Classic Football Shirt voucher. Super Six will be in touch. Remember, it's a free shot of winning $250,000, so you may as well get involved. Use the link in the description down below to sign up now.
Yay. Right then, boys, are we in the presence of watching one of the strangest teams in the Premier League in Brighton and Hove Albion?
Why are they strange? What do you mean by that?
Just like that.
Yeah, they are crazy.
One week they're unplayable. The next week they're just like, are you the same team?
Well, a sixth position is pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look by game performances.
Yeah,
You should know because you watch them every week.
You are a Brighton fan.
I'm not a Brighton fan.
but yeah, to go 6-1, lose, then midweek against Marseille, that random comeback, I mean, it was impressive. And then against Liverpool.
I have a theory really about Brighton.
What is it?
My theory is because they're so well coached and well drilled and it's very heavily system based and stuff like that, their players aren't as good as they seem, in a sense that the system and the team, the players are made to look better than they are by how they're coached and drilled. So when the players naturally have an off day or don't play to their very best.
Oh, like individual drop-offs.
It shows up more.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
You're saying the coach makes a well-drilled team.
Well, no. Brighton don't get away with results from like individual performances, do they? Rarely. Sometimes Mitoma pops up.
Ferguson,
usually it's a team performance.
Yeah, Ferguson.
So I think when one of the cogs doesn't cog, it kind of crumbles like Villa.
Yeah.
Yeah, system merchants.
No,
yeah, wait, not system mergers, because they do have some talented players.
I mean that as a compliment.
And you could argue, I am not saying this, you could argue, look at the players they've bought in for, look, Cucurella, then sold on big money, been pretty poor at Chelsea. Caicedo, only a few games, but to be fair, he played well against Fulham, but he hasn't gone brilliantly so far. Even McAllister hasn't been brilliant this season. I know he's out of position at Liverpool. So you could argue these players look brilliant in that system. And then when they move and have to be their own individual in a different type of team and system, it kind of, it just lowers them, yeah?
Mm.
So, which is also, if that is the case, and if it's meant, which would be mental, it's genius from Brighton to make these players look better than they are to get the sale, then go...
But do you not think though? I completely agree and get where you're coming from there, but do you not think every team tries to do that?
They try to, but Brighton do it successfully. My argument, the flip side to that would be, look at Man United, who just seems so disjointed and stuff. And how often do individual performances and players get them out of trouble? Doesn't really happen with Brighton. If Brighton win or get results, they all play well.
Yeah.
Whereas they can't get away with two or three players having an off day. I think that's what happens. Like Estupiñán had a stinker, which is rare for him.
Yeah.
When he has a stinker, it kind of... It knocks the cogs out. And
it's impressive, though, to get that result against Liverpool even without one of their better players, which is Estupiñán as well.
I know, but that's my point. I don't think it really matters who plays.
Comes in.
They played Solly March at left back.
And
a free kick. What a free kick. Are Liverpool being overlooked as a title contender?
I don't think they're ever overlooked.
I think they're always in the conversation, aren't they?
Their problem is, look, you can't be playing McAllister holding mid. It's just not his position.
No.
They need a holding mid,
yeah.
I thought that's what Endo was, wasn't it? Or Gravenberch.
Yeah, but Gravenberch isn't strictly... Yeah, he's not strictly a hot...
He missed a freaking sitter.
Yeah, and...
No excuse on that miss. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but so did Pedro.
That was worse. Yeah, Joao Pedro's.
It was a fair result, I thought.
Missed that one.
Okay, so did he.
It was... come across, second half ball come across, and he should have scored.
Shout out to Harvey Elliott though. He would have heard Mo behind him going, "Leave it, it's mine."
I think it's just great awareness.
Is he from North London? Salah.
Obviously, a few notable wingers in that game. Salah.
Mitoma.
Who else?
Diaz
had a bit of a stinker, actually.
Yeah. Solly March.
At left back.
And this brings us on to ranking our top 10 current wingers in the Premier League. And let me just really explicitly say, current, Tom. That means right now. Right now in the Premier League.
I hate this whole thing of current. We've played eight games of the season.
Eight games is a lot.
So much so, built two lists for this segment. Because why?
You're not saying two lists.
No, I'm not saying two lists.
Because otherwise, mate, we'll just put in like Ronaldo.
You got to lock in your list.
You take it to the different level.
I'm talking about either players that we're talking about in form this season right now, or a mix of ability and how they've performed this season.
That's how I do it every time.
Yeah, you take into consideration both.
Yeah, so that's how you're meant to do it.
Yeah. I need to clear something up. Are we considering Son a winger in this?
No, that was an issue I had.
Yeah, we put him in number
one. No, okay, that's all right.
It's a mixture of both. Yeah. And this week's been full of Theo W's so far in lists.
You've got one list.
Two lists. Good. That were the best. The 11 as well.
Oh yeah, I would have beat you with that, but yeah, I
fucked up. You put Buffon in goal.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first then?
Tom's not been.
Yep, okay. Go on, Tom.
Number 10, Mohamed Salah.
I didn't even buy it to that.
I was expecting more. Okay, 10, I've gone Doku. I just think it's too early to put him any higher. 9, Diaby. 8, Luis Diaz. 7. Are you laughing at? You forgot someone. 7, Mitoma.
Yeah.
6, Neto.
Yeah.
5, Rashford. 4, Martinelli. 3, Sterling. 2, Saka. 1, Salah.
Top 2 is always the same, right?
Again,
players who have forgotten that team.
I mean, Rashford. The thing with Rashford is, I've always said, I think he's a bit of a purple patch player.
I actually don't have Rashford in my top 10.
Really?
Yeah, because of how badly he's done this year.
I do think there's a lot of good wingers.
But that's why you have to take into consideration.
I know, he scored 30 goals last season, though.
Yeah, but he's played at 9 to begin the season, and he's awful. And he's been, what?
Not top 10. Though.
Yeah, that's poor from you.
That is poor.
Well, actually, it's not the poor, because the only difference in player from my list to your list is Bowen.
And you've had Bowen ahead of Rashford?
Yeah. You don't think he's one of the best wingers in the league at the moment?
No.
Yeah, I think...
I'm massively rate Bowen.
Yeah, I like the shout. I think what you've done there is gone too heavy on the current.
Yeah.
And I get it, though. Well, let's see how balanced it is.
It's the same list, just a different order. 10, I've got Doku. 9, I have Mitoma. 8, I've got Martinelli.
That's low.
7, I have Diaz. Well, it's based on majority based.
You're trying too hard not to be biased there.
7, Diaz. 6, Sterling. 5, Diaby. 4, Neto.
Martin.
3, Bowen. 2, Saka. 1.
What the fuck have you just said out loud?
He's been the third best winger this year.
Jared Bowen's the third best winger in the Premier League.
Fuck that.
This season, yeah.
And there is the kiss of death. To know you're talking shite.
Nah, Bowen is the same situation as Madison at Leicester, where overlooked because of the club.
No, it is, mate.
Overlooked, but this guy delivers and he's huge.
That's crazy.
Jared Bowen, the third best winger in the Premier League. Are you fucking hot?
Currently, yes.
If by definition we're doing current, because I hate this segment, because no one ever knows what the fucking word current means, right? So are we doing players currently and in form right now? Because if so, he's still not third. Who's third then?
I can name 20 better wingers than Jared fucking Bowen. Then.
That's outrageous.
No, that's
mate.
Too harsh, man.
That is so
Jared
bad.
Bowen. I'm being pedantic, I can't believe. That's bad.
It's class.
Jared, but yeah, exactly. You think that,
mate? You're the one who's had.
You think Jared Bowen is better than Anthony Gordon?
I've terrible it. Yeah.
Think he's better than Anthony Gordon?
You have to wait for my list.
He is better than Anthony Gordon.
Whoa!
So you've just agreed Bowen's the third best winger in the.
I'm not giving away
Gordon second.
I'm not giving away my list. Don't worry.
That'll be the last time I do this podcast if you've got Anthony Gordon in the top three.
But I'm going to be honest with you lot. I forgot about Neto, and I'm a big Neto fan.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, fuck me indeed. notable mentions who didn't get in my list. Elise, Grealish.
Why do we need to do notable Trossard. Mentions? Just to stop you getting fucking
Now what you've done
views.
Is the top 15.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 10th. Grealish and Foden.
Yeah.
So we left them out.
I don't consider Foden a winger.
No, me neither.
10th, I've got Almiron.
Pardon?
currently. Yeah, but it's flying.
Even now, I've not got him in top 10. Like,
are you fucking... He's not even top 10 wingers in Newcastle?
Yeah, I wouldn't have put him in top 10. But...
Are you fucking serious? You're joking. Show me the list.
He's got him 10.
Yeah, Theo, I'm not going to lie. You've got Almiron, I'm gonna
the 10th
got him
best
either.
Winger in the Premier League.
Are I you... think he's class. I think you you lot shit on him because he's called Almiron.
No, he's not bad. He's a good workhorse and he'll have some moments of magic as a winger.
Starts every game.
We don't have much depth on the right side.
He scores an assist. Yeah, he scores really good goals.
His competition is Jacob Murphy, let's be honest.
But he plays really well for Newcastle, who are one of the best teams in the league.
He plays his role well.
Beating PSG, for fuck's sake. Don't you dare disrespect him like that.
That's and speak to me.
No, it's it not. It's
bad.
Not.
That's even worse than his.
I think
you've just saved him.
I think you're being.
You've just saved the Jarrod Bowen shout by being that stupid.
He is a good player and he does well. I don't think he's top 10 though.
He's bottom 10 wingers.
No, you're being ridiculous there. You're being that's the stupid. Gender, but,
okay. He's fucking rubbish.
Whoa! Don't change it.
Whoa!
I didn't change it. I didn't change it. I just where I would have put Neto in.
No!
You can't leave that, mate. Because that's coming for we're coming for you at that point.
I back it.
Ninth, I got Doku. Yep. I think he's really good.
He is really good.
Eighth, I got Jarrod Bowen. Seventh, I got Marcus Rashford.
I can't believe I still can't get over Almiron.
wait for number six.
There's nothing wrong with. I think he's sick. He's held Brentford together. Sixth, I got Mbeumo.
The sick best. We're talking about the Premier League, the best league in the world. And Mbeumo is the sixth best winger. Almiron, the 10th best. Jarrod Bowen, the 8th best.
If you put it like that,
what are we doing?
No, if you put it like that, we're talking about currently. You have to base it on currently.
They're not. He's not the sixth best winger in the league, is he?
Currently,
he just isn't.
Currently,
jeez, he's a good winger. He's better than Almiron for sure, but he's not.
Well, that's
top
why
10.
I put him above him.
Yeah, he's done you there.
Fifth, I got Mitoma.
Yeah.
Fourth, Sterling.
Yeah.
Third, Martinelli. Second, Saka. First, Salah.
So Luis Diaz, no Diaby.
But you don't have Gordon on over Almiron.
Yeah, Diaz and Diaby need to
I
be
forgot
that.
About...
You don't have Harvey Barnes over Almiron.
He's injured. I forgot about Diaby.
Barnes is better than Almiron.
I forgot about Diaby and Neto.
Luis Diaz
is top 10?
Currently.
Yeah.
I think Almiron's playing better than Diaz currently.
Oh my fucking God, bro.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know how much Liverpool you've watched this season, but he's been very good.
Jesus. He was bad the weekend, that's it.
You're 2 for 3
list.
Honorable
mention.
He is actually. He's 15th.
God, you know, after you had like a decent pod for those two lists, and he's all just come
you're
crumbling
down.
You're
2 for 3
though. I think you lot are being too harsh on the list.
here's a question though. From obviously an Arsenal fan, do you actually think Martinez has been third best this season?
Yeah,
really?
Hasn't he been injured?
Yeah, he's missed.
No,
like
but
minutes,
yeah, I, but
minutes.
I also took
he's
into
missed
I didn't,
names.
As I said, yeah. Like with the whole Rashford thing, I didn't just
this
do it on Aaron. I did it
this
on
is a fucking
mess. Both.
Yeah, but that's
I can't, you say that and you got a Mbeumo seat.
But for the same,
yeah, I concluded both.
But for the same reason, that's why I haven't put Rashford in.
I balance it out.
I don't think Rashford has been in the top 10 wingers this year.
I look for both. I take into consideration everything.
You should be locked up for that.
I take into consideration everything, and that's how I came up with my list.
No, what you've done is you've you've turned
so
around.
So your list is whatever
you've
spoken
you think, out your ass. That's what
my list is who I think performed best this year, and your list is a mix of both.
Yeah.
Once again. The assignment
makes no sense. Do not blame him for that. It's easy. It's just the 10 best wingers in the league. You can base it on
whatever you base it on.
Because Grealish is definitely top 10, but he's not playing. He's not able to play.
Base it on what you want.
In my opinion.
So, okay. That's why I've done.
Yeah, you've that's yeah, why I've taken into consideration both elements and combined them into one.
I think I'd take all these 10 over Grealish.
Grealish is about fourth or fifth outright best winger in
there. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, yeah, on his day.
He can't even get in City's team.
Because he's fucking injured.
No, he's not. He's on the bench the weekend.
Because he's just come back from injury.
Grealish is not the fifth best winger in the league, or fourth, whatever you just said.
Well, let the comments decide. I think the comments will know ball.
Yeah, that's why they're going to laugh.
You're being
they're
too harsh on Almiron.
Pants at your
I get the idea of including him because he's had a good year, but if you include Neto, Diaby, Luis Diaz, you know, other players, who else have you mentioned?
I forgot about, I'll be honest, you forgot about Buffon winning the Champions League. Didn't win the Champions League.
No, I was trying to be too clever.
I forgot about Neto and Diaby.
I didn't forget Buffon hadn't won it. I was trying to be clever.
You did.
No, you forgot.
You forgot.
And it's basically, it was basically an all-time 11, wasn't it?
Literally, your reaction to, shit, I forgot he didn't win Champions League.
As I was reading it, I thought, shit, did Suarez win it? But then, obviously, I remembered he did.
Yeah. Well, that was a semi-car crash. That was Here's for an actual hilarious. One.
I actually think my list is the best.
Of course.
Really?
I would like to send out a major apology to Mr. Jared Bowen.
No, what do you mean? He's not top 10.
Apparently, Joe Bowen. Yes, he is.
For this year?
Yes, he is.
You don't
is,
think he's
mate.
Top 10 for this year?
Yeah, no. He is.
I've heard that he's staying out in West Ham. He turned Newcastle interested and he's
tied
us
Jared
off.
Bowen has been elite in every game he's played.
Yeah, unbelievable player. Overrated. I mean, underrated.
You know what you are? I just realised what
so
you are.
So average.
You're such like a you're such a name merchant.
He is,
like
isn't
a top
he?
Club merchant. Oh, because they play for Man City. It means they're
I've
better.
I've got Matoma in. I've got Neto sixth.
You've got Matoma, Brighton currently what? Sixth in the Prem?
Top okay,
sixth.
I've got Neto sixth.
It's the same as Madison
I've got
where
Sterling
you're...
third, where Chelsea.
I've got Sterling.
I've got Diaby in there for Villa.
It's the same as Madison, where you were shitting on him last season. And now look, you've done a big U-turn. You said he wasn't a top player. So this is the problem.
How can you be world-class playing for Leicester? Because you're not against the elite.
Oh, there we have it.
That is such a poor argument.
Terrible.
Because
what about
Riyad Mahrez, Kante and Vardy were all world-class when they won the Premier League. And they played for Leicester.
How can you be world class when you play for Leicester?
Hang on.
Tom and Comel, that is.
Terrible.
Comel.
didn't Kante get in Team of the Year?
Yes, hang on.
Year?
Hang on.
But he didn't belong there because he wasn't at Man United.
Wanted to win a World Cup as well.
No. My definition of world class is wrong.
Anyone that I think is good.
No.
Anyone has to play for a big team.
No. But most players who are world class, do you play for the big teams?
But you just said they can't be world class if they play for Leicester. That's what you just said.
Okay, that's not true. But my point is, you need to be playing against the elite of the elite week in, week out.
Yeah, playing in the best league in the world.
In Europe and stuff. It's very hard when you just watch Leicester.
What, so Chelsea can't
team?
Have a world class player because they're not in Europe?
Are there any world class players in West Ham, Brighton or Aston Villa currently, or Liverpool?
Well, Brighton and Villa are both in Europe, so it's a bit different.
Oh, so they're allowed to be world class.
Are you talking about the same Leicester City that were in the Europa Conference League or different one?
Was Madison playing then?
Yeah.
When they won the Prem, was he? They weren't there.
How does that make sense?
When they were in the Europa Conference League.
When was that?
Like two seasons ago. When he was there.
Yeah, I know, with the Conference League.
Okay, so Salah
the same one that Villa are in.
Yeah, we'll leave Villa out of it.
The one that you just... No, I don't think they have any World Cup players.
The answer's no, I don't think they have. Do you?
No, but...
What's the argument then?
I think Martinez is world class, a goalie.
Oh!
He literally was a World Cup winning goalkeeper.
Luke thinks Diego Carlos is.
A World Cup winning goalkeeper is...
So McAllister's world class as well, yeah.
Not necessarily, but Martinez had a big impact on them winning the World Cup.
I don't care.
Well, what we've learned there is Tom Garrow hits any team not in the top four. Okay,
hang on, you don't think Martinez is world class?
No. Not even close.
That's pretty bad.
That's poor.
Okay.
Okay.
He's world class.
All right,
save against Muani.
Oh, it's amazing. Well done. That makes him world class. One save makes him world class.
One in the world.
Yeah, but if Kolo Muani would have scored, he would have been worth 150.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, yeah. So my apologies to Jared Bowen. In 10th, I have Diaby. I then have...
Diaby? What are you saying it like that?
I don't know. Diaz, Rashford in 8th.
Right, do the numbers because you do...
Okay, so Diaz 9th, Rashford 8th, Matoma 7th.
Yeah.
6th, Jack Grealish. 5th, you're going to like this one. Mr. Gordon himself, Fantastic.
There is no way that Anthony Gordon is better than Jack Grealish.
No, Neto.
Okay. Without shouting, let's go through this.
I'm not
Why?
Shouting.
Let's have a democracy.
I'm not shouting.
Why?
Because he's a run-round merchant with a bit of talent.
No, but also Grealish hasn't played this year.
Jack Grealish is quite possibly one of the best, if not the best player on the ball.
Okay.
At Manchester City.
But he hasn't really played this year.
He's not played a game.
Why have you put him sixth?
Mine's compared with like what I think of them as a player and their current form.
So, no, so you asked us why.
They have zero to play.
I'll answer why he's there for you. Yeah, but then, because he plays in Newcastle. Next.
No, but Fear's right. Okay. If it's on, like, whatever your definition of current is,
he's no,
Jack Grealish shouldn't be in a list.
No, I haven't only done current. I've taken into consideration what I think of them as a player throughout past years and also the current form
Yeah, I get that, but he actually has zero current.
The logic's fine. Now, let me tell you about Gordon.
Oh, no, move on. I'll get annoyed.
Best player in the tournament as England dominated
Not pre-season. Premier League games. Yeah,
and then came into the season, rejuvenated, a completely different player.
Two goals,
two assists, and making massive changes. He's been more than decent. He's been a huge part of why our form has been so good in recent games, and he belongs
in
the
fifth. Amaron hasn't.
And he should be called up to the England squad right now.
Amaron hasn't.
Amaron is not down to his personal brilliance. It's down to him doing as he's told.
So what?
He's fucking useless.
So how much weighting are you putting on each side of this, by the way? Because you've got...
Well, I can't weigh up
You've got Rashford lower than Grealish, and then you've got like Gordon ahead of Diaby.
Because I think Gordon's like unbelievable form so far this season is deserving of fifth. I think right now he is performing at like a ridiculous level. Like he's transformed our team when he's in the squad.
Really?
You saw when Harvey Barnes came off, he came in and dominated the game.
I think he's been good, but you've been a bit over the top here, mate.
When Harvey Barnes got injured and Gordon came on, he absolutely like dominated the whole game.
I completely agree. It was Sheffield United.
Yeah. Anyways, fourth I have Martinelli, a player who I've underrated for a while.
What are you whispering? Yeah, I don't mind that. The only reason why I didn't put him in any higher because mine was literally based off this season, my entire list.
So was Theo's, and he's got Martinelli third.
No, I took into consideration both things.
Bro's played three games.
And then Raheem Sterling in third, second Saka, first Salah.
Can we just talk about how much of a fucking disgrace it is that Sterling isn't in the England squad, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, but was that picked under the
He's England's arguably best winger.
What I mean is, didn't Southgate pick it when he was either ill or injured?
Possibly, yeah. I'll let him off then.
That's it.
But you can change your list. Phillips and Henderson. Yeah,
Saka's not in it at all now, is he? He's been left at home.
It's a mess.
No,
yeah, Henderson's
no.
in it, isn't he?
Yeah. Absolute joke.
No, Saka's not.
Calvin Phillips is in it.
He's originally picked.
Why are Calvin Phillips and Henderson in the England team?
Joke.
Because he likes him, doesn't he? But yeah, let us know how much you laughed at Theo's list in the comments.
I think you're over-dramatising it.
I'm really not. That's the worst. You've said some things on this show. That's the worst. That's bad, that.
At least
that was
all
bad.
My players play in the Prem.
What?
You pick players who weren't even eligible to be in your Champions League team.
Oh, I wonder
Handbags
what you,
guys!
I wonder what you was getting at it.
Anyway,
let us know who won that, guys, and let us also know why Lewis's was last again.
Thank you.
No, I actually think Lewis's was second.
I'm mine first.
No.
I'm the only
you
one.
You were Jared Bowen third?
I'm the only one that did the assignment. Current. This season.
No, what Lewis just said was bang on. Like, I don't care if Grealish... I don't care that Martinelli's what played three games, you said. I don't know how many he's missed. Doesn't bother me whatsoever. We've only played eight games. If this was midway through a season or towards it, okay, yeah. We're only eight games in. Martinelli's not suddenly become shitter than Bowen because Bowen's played a few more games than scored this season.
Yeah, but
Martinelli is quite considerably a better winger than Jared Bowen.
That's why I put Martinelli
based on nearly every metric possible.
Yeah, but if you're doing it off like genuine pedigree, then why is Doku in a top 10?
Because I've seen enough of Doku to think, oh, he's fucking really good. But also at the same time, not enough to put him even higher. Because it might just be a purple patch. I don't know that. I don't know him enough as a player.
That's why, for me, Doku's ninth, Bowen is eighth, and Martinelli's third.
Yeah, but I don't understand how you can watch Jared Bowen. I don't know how you can watch Jared Bowen and watch Doku with the same pair of eyes and think that's the better player.
I
don't get that.
I spelled Mbeumo wrong. It's meant to say N-E-T-O.
Well, yeah, the fact you haven't even got Neto on your list is crazy. Like,
okay, you forget about players all the time, so I don't go digging into you.
No, I'm not saying he's been one of the best wingers in the league.
Yeah, well, cool.
Yeah, fourth, actually, for me.
Neto's unbelievable, but
yeah, you forgot about players. And don't
like, on that basis. Then on the Joe on the Joeing on the Bowen thing, we should have Hwang in our list because he scored nearly every game for Wolves, a shit Wolves team.
No, but I think Bowen's been good in prior seasons as well. It's not just like he is great this year, obviously. But
is he any better than he was last year?
Even if you're taking it back a couple of years, like he's still been really.
By the way, I'll rate Jared Bowen. I think Bowen is a good. He's a good winger. He's like a mid-table Premier League winger. That suits him. That's his level.
Very consistent.
But when we're talking about players like Doku, DRB, players, do you watch Jared Bowen honestly and get like excited?
I think he's incredible.
It's not the most excitable players, is it?
No, but that's how I watch and judge football. I like players who like. Was it last week after the City game? What game do we do? Spurs. We stream Spurs Liverpool, and Wolves have just beat City, haven't they?
Yeah.
And we're going, oh, have you seen Neto's assist? And then yesterday we're going, I haven't done that once with fucking Jared Bowen this season. And I'm not saying it's all about that.
What about his goal against Brighton, where he's like one touch, two touch, yeah, three finish, and then
that was a great goal. Yeah, but I mean,
and then his screamer against Bournemouth first game of the season.
Yeah, that was also
That was also great.
And then the goal he scored first time on the
that was also great.
But apart from them,
who was it?
I can't remember.
No, the Brighton one's a good shout, actually, yeah. I don't know.
He doesn't fill me with joy.
So
it's an emotional choice.
Well, no, that's what football is, isn't it? It's how you feel about watching these players. Do you watch Anthony Gordon and think, I can't wait to see him play?
I'm not addressing that. That's a terrible shout.
Okay, by your logic then, Sim Maximin's the best winger in Premier League history.
Oh, don't go too far.
Also...
Well, no, because you're saying that returns doesn't matter.
I've just
it's about how
again. You
are.
Can't keep doing this. So, Premier League is the best league in the world, right?
Yeah.
You think Anthony Gordon is pretty much the fifth best winger in world football?
Have you noticed how we don't even get angry anymore?
Yeah. That is not the same thing.
No,
at all.
But you've done it with.
That's a stretch.
When we do top tens, Newcastle feature fifth or higher in every single one.
Yeah, they do.
How is that possible?
It is mental that a team in the Champions League has some decent players. It bamboozles me as well.
It does, considering you're such underdogs and Eddie Howe's done this miraculous job with no money.
You know, a relegation battle.
Relegation battle.
Anyways, guys, let's talk about the McTominay. Because, you know, he was a boy at the club. He's a man.
This is biology with Baker.
And he was under a lot of pressure, along with a few other players at Manchester United. He had the world on his shoulders. And he came through and won them the game. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he played really well for the minutes he was on the pitch. That's just fair enough.
Brentford had won. That would have been their first
away win
against Man United since 1937.
I'm sure he had a goal disallowed.
No, Hoyland did in the.
Well, McTominay assisted it. McTominay was involved with a disallowed goal, I'm sure. He was. Because someone was on about, he nearly had a hat trick in like 10 minutes.
Maguire got the assist for the winner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Johnny Evans Maguire, man. That's the partnership they needed.
I don't think it is.
Do you think that result might have just kept Ten Hag in the job?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, if it's a result, he wouldn't have lost the job anyway.
I think he wouldn't be close to it.
But it's a results.
Glazers are going to end up firing Ten Hag and try and put the blame on them, but really they need to fire themselves. They keep making excuses of what the issues going on at Man United, but at the end of the day, it's the Glazers who need to fire themselves.
Yep.
And also, McTominay's touch that he came off Aya and then went in. That was the disallowed goal. So he could have had a hat trick.
Also, thoughts on David De Gea still without a club and they've got Onana and goal making a mistake every single game?
Yeah, he should have done better, shouldn't he, with the goal?
I
spit it with his foot.
It's like he dived early. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It's like his
hands
had holes.
He'd done that with the chip midweek in Galatasaray as well, doesn't he?
I think, yeah.
He just commits to something and then rather than being a goalkeeper and being reactive, he goes, well, I've already done that.
He's definitely, I think it was Neville made a good point the other day about Carragher, about Maguire. It's when you're in a bad spell or a bad moment as a defensive player, it's so much harder because... Say you're a striker, like the Havertz thing, and you're going, I need a goal. That isn't as much as a negative emotional impact of don't make a mistake at the back. Because if I do make a mistake, it's probably a goal. Whereas if Havertz misses a chance, probably not going to
lose. Other people can score, but
yeah,
you let but also him
one mistake. So Inanna's made one, two mistakes.
Yeah, right. Goalkeeping is the hardest position on the pitch. Yeah,
also
yeah.
Not scoring. Well, not scoring doesn't lose your games.
No, I mean in terms
games,
of scrutiny.
But not scoring doesn't lose your games, whereas mistakes defensively does lose your game. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, no, it's more the mistake. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The mistake.
Well, it's because it's more memorable.
But yeah.
When
you make a mistake as a goal, it's a goal.
Yeah, when something results in a goal, yeah, people remember that way more frequently than just a miss.
Well, you can miss five sitters, score the winner, and no one remembers the
so
misses.
True, man. So true. Yeah.
Oh
no! I mean, he
didn't you say Isak was better than Haaland? Crazy. Anyway,
all round striker. Yeah.
What do Man United need to do though? Just string together two or three wins.
I don't think it's as simple as that.
A few injuries, or injured players need to return. I think like they're missing Shaw quite badly.
Yeah.
Certainly one of either Varane or Martinez. Or I mean, they are Johnny Evans and Maguire are playing well, but for the football that they want to play, it's
Eddie
not
Martinez.
Really. Yeah. Amrabat. Coming into.
He hasn't played that well, though. Has he?
Recently,
no, that's what I'm saying. Then he...
Huh? are you joking about this De Gea thing? I don't get it. He's fucking useless, man.
And then wait for Hoyland to just score every week.
Bit harsh.
That is a bit harsh.
David De Gea
is useless. You're saying he's useless?
Useless.
Did you watch him last season?
I think he's doing a bit better than what Onana's doing this season.
Oh, he really isn't, mate.
Got a golden glove.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
can you say, okay, you're saying right now, off the performances
you
and
remember
mistakes,
the mistakes he made last season, De Gea?
I think Onana's made just as many in
no,
his
he hasn't.
First eight games.
Is it a compilation of it going about?
Yeah, but mate, about, those aren't from one season.
I don't think Onana's going to win Golden Glove this year.
He threw about 10 in.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's not.
Well, United aren't going to, they're going to concede more goals than they did last year because they've got Lindelof starting every week.
Oh, he's got to keep his fault.
Casemiro to find his sea legs again.
I don't think he's coming back. I think it's gone.
Nah, he started slow last year as well and then did bits. So nah. I'm sure he's still got it.
Anyway, arguing David De Gea.
Right winger.
He's fucking doing training vids down Coesley Sports Centre. What do you want about that? No club wants him. If he's that good, why is he not going to
take wages?
It's a bit weird.
Big weird, yeah.
Like, oh, right, because Saudis ain't got money.
Why don't like Brentford like, try and sign him?
Oh, because they've got the money, haven't they?
No, but see if he wants to come on like a cheap one.
I still think Fleck and shit, but he's better than Dai.
Yeah, they've got a problem.
Look, there. Speaking of Man United, there's quite a few of them players included in the England squad. Harry Maguire.
Okay.
And Mason Mount, potentially.
He's not in the England squad.
Oh, you mean no? But I'm saying.
So this brings us on to a point of we're gonna build our England 11.
It's hard. This.
No,
this is it.
I think so.
I thought it was simple
because you had to try and find a way to fit Newcastle players in.
No,
that makes it hard.
Hard,
isn't it?
Hard 11, mate.
Are we?
By the way, based on your recent top tens, you bet. Obviously, you've got Pope, Trippier, Gordon.
We don't talk about Pope at the moment.
Why?
We just leave that.
But you said he's the third best goalie in the world.
Not coming.
Is he not then? You're going to say sorry?
I'm sorry.
You bitch.
I've got a good team.
Well, you said that about your last list and it was one of the funniest things
I've
ever heard.
This is my redemption arc. No, I've had 2 out of 3 hit.
Oh, no, I thought you were defending your list.
No, my list was good. 3 out of 3 have hit. 4 out of 4.
Let's hear it.
Who was 10th again?
Are you saying that your third one counts?
Apparently.
In goal, I come Pickford.
Yep.
Well, you've changed your tune.
No, not at all, because Pickford's
Arambo, you're listening to this, mate. Oh,
no, I'll tell you what.
No
mine.
More videos for you.
Pickford's playing, so I've done it on who's playing currently, so he's match ready. He also, for some reason, looks like Harry Maguire when he puts on an England shirt, turns class.
So you got Maguire then?
I have a few questions with future choices then in that case.
Oh.
So have you got Maguire?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
You've got Maguire then, starting.
Yep. And then also, are we making this team for the future or now?
Right now. Save us tomorrow.
This would be my starting 11 in the Euros. Right back, I got Kyle Walker.
This would be your starting 11 in the Euros.
Centre backs, I got Lewis Dunk and John Stones.
That's outrageous.
Nah, I'm not centre back.
Lewis Dunk, come on,
bro. Ben White could play centre back.
I would have preferred to play him right back.
Oh, you've missed a massive one.
What, Harry Maguire or
no,
Gahey?
No.
Will.
No.
What the hell did I tell you?
Tomori, because you watch AC Milan every week.
I have not got Tomori.
Left back, I got Luke Shaw.
I've got Paul Dummett,
who obviously can't play football right now, but he realistically is our first choice left back.
Just carry on with your list. You don't need to explain each one.
I'm playing Bellingham and Rice and Madison in front. Oh, I know obviously Bellingham has been playing in the 10, but I think for England, you have to accommodate.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not playing Madison or Bellingham.
I agree.
So you have to play both. You have to accommodate.
Rice and six and then
you have to.
Yep. I see it. We'll just do it again, England. Play players out of position and that's great, yeah.
Mate, I would much rather have Bellingham on the football pitch than not. Same with Madison. That.
Bellingham's starting in my team, 100%.
You're talking to the biggest Madison hitter. So.
Yeah, what? You fucking freak.
I literally called him the best 10 in the league the other day.
Oh, and he can't start for England.
I have a Bellingham right
I
now.
I think you have to come. It's like Lampard and Gerrard. You play both.
No, you don't. We would have won without if we wouldn't have done that. This is my point. All we needed was a Michael Carrick.
Oh,
carry on.
All right, Busquets. Front three of Saka, Kane, and Foden.
Ooh.
Yeah, good one, bro. Another L.
I'll go. I've got Pickford as well.
How's that an L?
Just because of his England performances when he puts on a kit. Kyle Walker, John Stones and Ben White, and then Kieran Trippier at left back. Why is that a bad shot?
Who was your back four again? Let's see that again.
Walker, Stones, Ben White and Kieran Trippier.
That's fucking mental.
I get you got to include Trippier, but I'd still play like a fit Chilwell or Luke Shaw.
I pick players that can play right now.
So you're playing, this is your team against Australia?
Yeah.
That's not what we're doing.
It is.
Oh, come on, bro.
What's wrong with Trippier left back? For the Euros,
White left centre back when he's been playing right back for 2 years.
No, Ben White's...
That's why I didn't
right
play
centre back.
Who's the left?
John Stones, who can play literally wherever he wants one leg and still get in the England squad.
Oh, obviously, but you couldn't think of another centre half.
No, Trent, not in midfield.
What? I haven't done that yet.
Ben White's centre half is crazy considering the last few years.
And you don't think he's capable of playing centre back?
He's capable. Are we doing a capable 11 or the best possible 11?
I don't. Why is Lewis Dunn getting so much hate? I don't get it.
He shouldn't be starting for England.
I think he's a better centre back. And Gahey and Colwell.
No way.
He's more experienced.
I like Dunk, but
come on, bro. He's not.
Bro, he's more experienced. Brighton is sitting like fifth or sixth in the league.
Yeah, I think he is one of those players who's disrespected because it's Lewis Dunk.
Mate, when he played the other week for England, he was class.
My argument is just I think Ben White's better. That's all.
Yeah,
Ben White is better than Dunk.
Kieran Trippier at left back is not a problem.
Yeah.
Like he took us to the Euros at left back. I mean, World Cup semi at left back.
But would you play
Luke Shaw? Was one of our best players.
Would you play Luke Shaw if he's fit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Chilwell,
but Trippier at left back, still in an English shirt.
Not at left back.
Mate, with Tom Hall playing
the
best football of his life.
He's a right back.
He's improved since that Tom as well. He's playing the best footy in his life. Why shouldn't he be there?
A left back.
I think as a meritocracy, if you're going to talk about players that have earned their right to play on the pitch, Kieran Trippier, I would take over ahead of Ben Chilwell in 0.1 seconds.
Yeah.
At right back, yeah?
No.
What?
You're fucking...
He's a right back?
He's versatile.
Why are both of you... Why are we doing this?
He
why
can
are we
play,
trying to...
I want Kyle Walker.
Why are we trying to squeeze players in?
I want Kyle Walker and he's better than the currently available Ben Chilwell at left back.
This is why the average England fan is a fucking idiot.
You're trying to put
square pegs in round holes.
No,
why?
You.
Why?
Mate,
just
you
play
that.
Players in their position.
There's evidence that Kieran Trippier is very good at left back.
Yes, yeah. I agree. He is. He's a right back.
If Shaw was fit, I'd play him. Shaw's our best left back.
So put him in your team.
But I did
also, why are you so just like, he is a left back, he must play left back, he is a 10, he must play 10.
Because,
like, they can play out of position, man.
One of the main reasons we've had issues at England the last 20 years when we've had all these players and not won anything is for that reason. Let's play Scholes left wing just to fit him in. Let's play
Gerrard. We're not saying that.
No,
sorry, have you watched the previous two tournaments we've been in?
Actual realistic things. Kieran Trippier got us to a Euros final at left back. Proof he is a class left back. There was no proof Scholes could play left midfield, really.
Would he play there? He's played
no, but
there.
For England and fitting in Gerrard and Lampard. And then same with Bellingham. There's proof he can play centre midfield, not just in the 10 for
not
Madrid.
Not nearly as well as he does in the 10.
Oh, man, he's a world-class player. He can play in midfield.
I also have Rice, Bellingham, Madison midfield.
It's the best three.
Yep. And then
I think that's crazy.
Saka, Kane and Sterling up front.
Yeah, Sterling's a good shout instead of Foden.
Yeah, he always plays well for England.
Sterling, yes. I can't believe Sterling's not in the squad. It's crazy. I haven't done this for like...
If this, by the way, is not exceptionally better than ours.
And if this is not every single player in the correct position, I'm talking a left-footed centre-back at left centre-back.
Don't worry.
Also, by the way, you've said, how can Ben White play centre-back when that's his original position, and then you turn around and go, well, he's not the best right-back in the league because he's a centre-back. Like, make your fucking mind up.
When have I said that?
On previous times that we've done best right-backs in the
Prem. What, like a year ago? Grow up.
Right.
Right, in goal, Pickford, right-back, Reece James, John Stones, Colwell, Luke Shaw, Rice, Eze, Bellingham.
All right, so you got
Saka, Kane, Sterling.
You got Levi Colwell,
yeah,
at left centre back.
Yeah.
When he's been playing left back all season.
Only because Chilwell. No, they haven't. Yes, they are.
No, they haven't. Ben, go look at any single Chelsea game. They play four at the back.
He's a centre half. Come on, let's not play that game. He's a centre half.
But the same reason you've said that Ben White wouldn't suit playing centre-back, because Levi Colwell could.
Colwell's played the odd game.
Colwell played every game at left-back for Chelsea this season.
He's a centre-half, is he not?
Is Ben White
a
centre-half?
Was he not one of the best centre-halves in the league last season at centre-half?
Is Ben White a centre-half?
Right now, no.
What do you mean right now? You're picking and choosing.
So why is...
When was the last time he played centre-half?
All right.
So he ignored his whole career.
Here's a question. Why are you putting John Stones at centre-back then?
He's a CDM.
Best centre half.
He plays inverted right back at the moment.
When was the last time he played
centre back?
Every single game. But everybody here knows that John Stones is our best centre back.
He hasn't played right back once this season.
Also,
because he's not been fit.
He's been playing centre half when he's played with Diaz.
He started the first game of the season, he started the inverted role.
Bro, John Stones is a centre half.
So is Ben White.
I don't agree, is he, at the minute?
But then in that you case, keep you adding can't agree at the minute.
But he hasn't played two games in a row at right back, and I'm going, he's a right back. He's played... How long has he been playing at right back?
So your argument of you can't move players out of position...
Didn't he play
you've 30, done that exactly
didn't
what
he play
did.
38 games at right back last season?
Who?
Ben White.
Who? Ben White?
I nearly said Stones.
Right. Ben Stones. There were games that he played centre-back because Tomiyasu played right back.
I don't remember that.
There are games where you can start...
Did Ben White play centre-back?
Who's your midfield three?
Rice, Eze, Bellingham.
And then your front three is...
Where's Maddison?
Saka, Kane...
No, Sterling. Madders.
Nope. I'd rather Bellingham in the 10 at the minute.
And Eze in the...
Eze can just give him the ball, let him play. Rice can hold. And
Maddison can't do that.
Not deep, I don't think, no.
He drops deep for Spurs all the time.
No, but what you've got to remember is Maddison is now the best 10 in the Premier League, but can't make the England squad.
Yeah.
I think you're fucking crazy. Oh,
Bellingham
my God.
Play in the Premier League?
No, well, you're crazy.
No, but you play him alongside. You play them both.
You're
together.
Mental.
They play two tens. Brilliant.
You're actually mental.
What do you mean? You're saying that Jude Bellingham is not good enough as a footballer.
I'm not saying
to play
that.
Slightly deeper.
I'm not saying that. I'm sick and tired of our best players, England, being fiddled around out of position. Jude Bellingham is a 10. That's where he should play. That's why he's got 10 in 10 for Real Madrid. He is, at the minute, the best 10 in the world. He's the best, one of the best final third players possible to pick from in midfield, from any country.
Isn't Variety better than that, though?
Okay. So, yes, I'd rather have him in the 10 at the minute than James Maddison.
Maddison would do a better job than Eze dropping deep and picking the ball up, what you're saying.
I don't agree.
Eze's injured.
I'm asking you, you think the combination of Eze and Bellingham further forward is better than...
Eze's not going to be further forward, though.
No. Bellingham's
going to be in the 8 where he plays for Palace.
I've just said that. Eze and Bellingham further forward is a better combination in your eyes than Bellingham slightly deeper and playing Maddison.
Yes, because it takes away what Bellingham is about.
You get to do both things. Like, if you're on the pitch...
It takes away from him, though. If anything, I'd rather the other way. Maddison behind Bellingham.
But even so, you think that's Eze included?
Yeah, because I just think it takes away what those two are so good at and Lee at, which is in the final third, in between lines. I don't want Bellingham and Maddison in their own half collecting the ball. That's not what we need them for. We need them winning games in the final third. That's what they do best.
Well, we all know it's going to be Henderson, Calvin Phillips and Conor Gallagher.
Who?
Conor Gallagher. Also, do you know what is quite interesting? Is that Trent's been listed as a midfielder in the England squad.
That is, yeah, I mean, maybe we're about to see what Southgate wants to do with the team then, aren't we?
Crazy that.
But you also, I mean, like Madison's listed a forward, so it's one of them, isn't it?
Is he? Yes, oh, sure, he is, yeah.
Mm. All right, anyway. Oh, have you done one?
Yeah, I'll quickly rattle through because Mine's just better than Tom's, at least. Pickford for me. And then Kyle Walker, Stones, Cole Will, because I like the youth in me centre backs. Then Trippier, left back. Bellingham, Rice, Madison, because...
Bro said he's the best right back in the Premier League and put him left back.
Because he's more versatile than Walker, so you throw him out left.
But yeah, he's not. So he's a better left back than Luke Shaw.
You remind me of like one of them dinosaurs.
Trippier's a better left back than Luke Shaw.
I think Trippier...
Is Trippier a better left back than Luke Shaw?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I think Trippier's playing at such a high level.
Carry on.
And also, let's talk about what he offers to a team from set pieces, from his delivery.
That's the reason why I chose.
Yeah, he's delusional,
everything
man.
You said was correct, apart from saying Trippier's a better left back than Luke Shaw.
I think what he brings to the team
on
the pitch is better than what Luke Shaw brings on. Bellingham, Rice, Madison, because I'm not mental. And then Foden, I've actually thrown in with Kane and Grealish because I thought...
Where's Saka?
No, Saka.
Yeah, it's rough one. I just
Grealish and Foden either side.
I just remember for England, man, when they
Saka.
I love Saka, right?
He's the best winger behind Salah in the league.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Let's
and you said that as well. You said that as well.
Oh my God, you had Saka your second best.
You said Saka was second best, and you can't make it over Foden, who didn't reach your top 10.
My logic with this was: remember,
you haven't got any logic. You're an idiot. Move on.
Let me talk. Do you know when you watch England play in the tournaments and that, and then you just want Foden and Grealish to be on the fucking pitch and he never used to play them? When they were on, they were unreal.
What, fucking do it, man. 3 years ago.
Get over it. Yeah, but we haven't won tournaments with Saka there yet, so let's give them a run.
Everyone was going, why is he playing Sterling? Player of the tournament.
So let's give them a run.
Why is he playing Saka, one of our best players?
I'm just saying, if I was there right now, like, let's give them a spree.
Yeah,
I think that's the best. I didn't include Sterling because he wasn't...
Sterling has to play left wing.
Saka's amazing in the Premier League. He's good for England. I'm just saying, I'd want to see them have a run in the England team as starters.
Why?
Because I think they're phenomenal, and I think for England, you know, let's give them a start. Let's stop all this bullshit. Harry Maguire is good for England and playing him all the time.
No one
start
picked Maguire, mate.
I know, but I'm saying in general,
he is good for England.
I'm not comparing my squad compared itself. Mm.
So you think right now or for next summer, you think Grealish should be starting ahead of Sterling at left wing?
I'm saying let's give him a run.
Why?
I think because we look massively...
Why not go with someone who's proven and who's performed for England?
How can you be proven in the England squad if you're not given a chance to prove yourself?
Here's a question.
He's played multiple times for England.
And he looks brilliant every time, no, but we only ever give him 20 minutes.
That's not true.
I think he looks fantastic in England.
On that logical basis, why have you picked Jordan Pickford? If you think Nick Pope's a better keeper than him.
I don't know. Nick Pope's a bit stinky at the moment. I can't be putting him in the England squad.
Right.
It just is what it is. And Pickford literally was
you
like
said Ramsdale
saving penalties everywhere.
Than Pickford?
Yeah, but like penalty
so
shoots.
Hang on, Ramsdale though.
Well, let me respond.
He needs a chance to prove himself.
You asked me a question, then talk over. It's because in the penalty shootout, Pickford was phenomenal. So yep. England squad, penalties are more prominent. There you go.
But how do you know Ramsdale won't be phenomenal unless he's given a chance?
I feel like Pickford has displayed that. It's how we're going to beat Pickford.
Oh, mate. You
I think you're looking for holes. I think you're looking for holes that you're finding any.
You're using a logic for one player, this complete opposite for another.
Yeah. Well, we've already talked about how influential a goalkeeper's position is. So an attacker, like we said previously in this podcast, they can get away with poor performances where a goalkeeper's more essential. So let's go with a proven goalkeeper and rotate the strikers.
That isn't what I said.
That's what we agreed with.
I said they can miss chances and it doesn't lose them games.
Yeah, so let's stay with a consistent goalkeeper and play about with the attack,
but not
that logic.
Why are we playing Kane? Let's play Calvert-Lewin.
We're just being silly at this point.
Well, is that not the same logic?
You get Musiala back.
Is that not the same logic?
You're taking a point and extending it to a ridiculous point.
No, I'm not. Sterling, the last two tournaments, arguably been our best player. No,
agree.
Thank you. I agree.
So why are we playing around with him?
Okay, so the difference between Sterling and Kane, the disparity from Kane to Callum Wilson, from Sterling to Foden, the Sterling to Foden disparity is tighter, so that decision can be made.
What, not
where
Wilson?
Kane, squad.
Where Kane is substantially ahead of Wilson.
I might put Trent in.
Why are you putting Wilson as the second best English striker? That's crazy, man.
I'm surprised Watkins isn't playing, to be fair.
Yeah.
That was nearly as bad as his fucking.
I think we all agree yours was the worst squad.
No, mate, they don't.
No, you've had a monumental error with your midfield.
No, I haven't. That's how you balance a midfield.
You put Reece James over Carl Walker, let that be known, by the way.
Yeah, you
in an England shirt.
You've put two injured players in your team.
Yeah, that's true, to be fair. But
I have one, don't worry.
I think Reece James is
I have none.
I think Reece James, I still think when he's fit, he's the best right back in the world.
I agree with the statement, but if we're doing like England's basis, I think Kyle Walker's better for England.
I don't have a preference with right backs. I wouldn't even mind Trent.
And if you're going to play Trippier at left back, you go.
Or Trippier. I wouldn't mind Trippier, James, right back. Walker. I wouldn't mind.
No, Trippier at right back. Walker and Stone centre halves.
No, I hate that. Unless it's a three, you can't play Walker centre half. He's not a centre half.
He could play there though, he's class.
No, he's played there in a three when he covers the wing back.
He could do it, he's class.
Can't.
Can. Okay. You know this whole thing of like footballers,
well, Gareth, if you watch,
footballers couldn't play centre back because they were like, they just could.
Yeah.
No, not at the elite level. It's not as easy just to go, oh, he's good enough to just play there.
I think Kyle Walker is.
Ben White could.
And maybe they are good enough.
He has them.
Like Bellingham has, and for England, played in that two with Rice, but he's nowhere near as good as he is when he plays higher up. That's what I'm on about.
I watched that Qatar World Cup and I thought, dude, you're pretty shit, eh?
No. I'm saying that though, but he wasn't unbelievable at the World Cup.
No, but he was still very good though.
He was good.
Right, he was better.
I was there, I actually saw him in person. I thought, fucking hell, he is really bad in that. No, I didn't. I said he's insane.
Not what I said, but we'll run with it.
Watch, touch grass.
He had to get Eze in, so it makes sense.
Yeah. We get it. You love Eze. Right, guys. Anyway, it's here.
So we get it. You want to go film a video with Bellingham? She just says he's the best ever.
Bellingham wants to film a video with me, actually.
Actually, okay. To be fair, we've all put Bellingham in. That's not the argument. It's whether or not to include Madison.
Yeah.
It, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're all telling me Bellingham's the best player in the world, but well, when I pick him ahead of Madison... When they're both,
it's not one or the other.
You've got Grealish left wing over Sterling.
Grealish is a good player.
You pick Foden over Saka.
Foden's a fantastic player.
Hang on. Let me get this straight.
No.
We went back, go back to your winger list.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Grealish was sixth.
And Grealish was
Gordon
fifth.
Was fifth.
And Sterling was third.
Oh yeah. And Gordon
so
was fifth.
So you put Anthony Gordon and Raheem Sterling ahead of Grealish in
and
your
Saka.
In your best wingers.
And Saka.
No, he's Saka second. Really.
Yeah, so he's got them all ahead of...
Oh, and you picked Foden and Grealish.
I'm talking about... Okay.
Where was Foden in your winger list?
He wasn't...
No.
Where was Foden in your winger list?
In that list, I wasn't counting him as an out-and-out winger. I'm sort of playing him a bit differently.
Oh, but for England,
sport.
You want him to be a winger?
Thinking, yeah, I'm sort of playing him rotating a bit.
All right, so the
and you want to tell
so
me
the three English
my team
wingers
was
that you put ahead of Jack Grealish, he got in the winger spot anyway.
Anyways, guys, that's the end of the show. Make sure you rate us 5 stars.
We've got a quiz.
We've ran a bit long, like.
Bro, it's like a 2-hour episode.
Yeah, it's a good one.
If you have enjoyed us, make sure you drop a like on YouTube, subscribe, join Super 6, and make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Absolutely. And if you made it this far, let's have the comment of Lewis knows nothing.
No. Tom knows nothing.
It's a Tom today.
Tom knows nothing.
Tom you knows say nothing. This, and then everyone's like, I'm angry. They even disagree with him because he clearly.
Well, if you made it this far,
in the room
right, Lewis and Tom know nothing.
Yes, and goodbye.